I am Luba Mayakiso. A very good morning. We haven't spoken for a while. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thanks. It's only been 1 week. Don't make me feel that bad.
No, you know what? It shows you how much we miss you.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, Howard.
Exactly.
How's Joburg?
Joburg is good. Joburg is good. We're trying to figure out a few things. Of course, Jacob Zuma insulting us all with his notes. So we're talking about children around there, around that. But in fact, it's actually quite interesting because if we look at a couple of examples from yesterday and the day before, we've got Jacob Zuma sending a message that we can make up stuff, we can pretend and we can disregard people. We've got Nancy Pelosi tearing up Donald Trump's State of the Union speech in front of millions upon millions of viewers. What is with adults behaving badly, do you think?
You know, look, it's a bit different, but it's all amusing. It's nice to see that politics are also interesting in the U.S. But starting with our former president, I was perplexed. You know, I hadn't seen the sick note until I went online, and when I saw the thing, and I thought, my goodness, I mean, this is just so poor. You know, I can't even call it a sick note. I mean, it's just bizarre. Mm-hmm. Like how any lawyer could actually hand that to a judge and have the audacity to say to the judge, mm-hmm. you know, how can you dispute and doubt this thing? It's got alterations. It mentions nothing. You know, and the funny thing for me is this is the man who's been saying, I want my day in court. For the last, you know, 10, yes. 15 years.
And then spent the next 15 years trying to avoid it.
He's doing everything not to get that day in court. But what I just found so bizarre, and I think maybe it's just the problem of lawyers managing clients, how does he then go and post? It's that same day, him sitting there with a rifle. I mean, you know, at first I thought, okay, he's sitting down. You can always argue and say maybe the man is still not so well. But then when I followed the thread on his account this morning, somebody posted, which I sent to you, a picture of him then actually riding the quad bike out of a compound and a whole host of VIP protection BMWs following him. So, I mean, he I don't know when the date is, but based on that image, that video, he's fit enough to ride a quad bike, you know, and to go hunting. But he's got popularity, and that's what still is bizarre, is I don't think I'm sensing the outrage. You know, if you follow his account, you know, he's got about 250,000 followers. A lot of them are amused, and they're kind of saying, you know, good for you to show them and all of this issue. So it's an awful, example, I think, at the highest level to just show that complete disregard. But he's not alone. I mean, we had Dumieni who claimed that she was too broke to even get to court. So I think the level of contempt that people just have for the justice system is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's absolutely more than that, because it shows such contempt to, you know, a lot of, you know, I wrote this article yesterday. It was fairly tongue in cheek, although it has a very serious point around it. But a lot of people, sort of verbally attacked me on social media saying, you know, how dare you? And, the man is 77, however old he is, and he's sick, and, you know, he's looking for medical help and medical attention, et cetera, et cetera.
All his defenders. Of all places.
Of all places. And then all of a sudden he's posting a photo with himself and a rifle and a quad bike. Now that sends a very, very clear message. A, you know, I am well, I'm virile, I am, you know, I've got a gun, I'm weaponized, I will fight for this and for whatever that is. That's the message. But at the same time, the message to his followers is, don't defend me for being, you know, I don't know what his followers are meant to say now, because how do you defend a man over illness when this is what he's doing? What is going on in his mind?
Maybe David can help, because for me, I found it interesting that there was a gun, because I've never seen him in a post with a gun except for when he was singing Shiniwan. You know, to come out with you taking a shot at some, you know, target we can't see, there's almost a symbolic meaning to it that I just found very troubling. That this is just not somebody sitting in his by the pool having a cocktail, but it's somebody with a rifle. Mm. And like you're saying, you know, the fighting, combating kind of spirit. So you kind of wonder, you know, what's he trying to say with it? Because it's not just a case of saying I'm fine. but there's certainly an element of you know, aggression that's been portrayed in it.
Absolutely, Luba. I think, you know, when you think about someone who's apologetic and who's, you know, I'm really sorry that I couldn't make it. I feel terrible about it, but I'll be there. Certainly not the kind of the, you know, image you want to post. So clearly was a message that I'm fighting back. I'm fighting back and, let's see who's going to support me. And as you say, very surprisingly, I think, I heard it got 4,000 likes between yesterday and today, which is actually quite a large number. So, a completely inappropriate message. If you're wanting to say, I'll be there, I want my day in court, as you say, I've got a gun and I'm not afraid to use it. I'm ready to fight.
Very good. But I mean, it must be a lawyer's nightmare. you're probably saying, just stay put, and you know, you're supposed to be out of the country, you're supposed to be on your deathbed. This is almost like the Shabir Sheikh issue. I mean, and who's been on his deathbed for the last, you know, 10, 15 years as well.
Yeah. You know, you look at Harvey Weinstein. I don't know if you've seen pictures of him coming to court. Again, they're saying that he's got a genuine back problem, but from this hulking, very arrogant, upright man, he's now coming to court. He looks disheveled at times. He's got a walker.
But David, do you think that's genuine, or is that, I mean, that could be genuine stress?
Right.
Or is that, just...
Howard, you can play the court. I think you can play.
I'm sure you can.
The issue here is not even trying to play us. This is the arrogance. Somebody could actually mimic almost being gravely ill. He's not even bothering to do that.
And I think that's the point, Luba, is that...
It's true. He doesn't have enough respect for us to do that.
Like Harvey Weinstein, obviously, he's not a government figure, but certainly, whether it's real or not, he looks very much not the powerful man that, and the strong person who overwhelmed and took advantage of women, that he is being accused of. So whether it's a very clever ploy or whether, this has taken a toll on him, either way, you know, there is this idea of fragility that he's feeling, that, you know, this is having an effect on him. And you say real or not, we're not sure. But over here in South Africa, we tend to, when we're accused, we tend to go play golf, you know.
We demand our day in court. Right. We are outraged by the allegations. Tell me what I've done wrong. You know, so...
Absolutely. And again, this idea of when you want to talk to someone who is supposed to be gravely ill and has been... have been released from prison because they're so sick and they're on the golf course. And, you know, how dare you kind of, you know, question my say, you know, ill.
And the funny thing for me is this issue of looking for treatment in Cuba is quite bizarre because it was first poisoning in Russia. I mean, what are you actually saying about our medical healthcare that you would go look for treatment in Cuba with all due respects to the role of the Cubans in fighting against apartheid? But I don't rate their health system very high. I know we send doctors there and they bring doctors here, and if you speak to guys in the former homelands, it's an interesting...
Yes, it's also the fact that we don't have an extradition agreement with Cuba.
Yeah, so to me, even that, looking for treatment in Cuba, I mean, I would understand a first world country where you might argue that this is something that we can't deal with, but it's not even a good attempt. We're just being slapped in the face and being taken for a ride.
How do you think the ANC is dealing with? I mean, they're not. They've completely ignored it, really. Except the Women's League, Batabili, she's horrified as to how terribly and disrespectfully he's being treated, isn't she?
Well, those are acolytes. They have to defend this is their boss and the person who really put them in those positions, and people are loyal. I've spoken to people who said, you know what, he came through for me when I had nothing and I will stand by him. So it's that solidarity, that loyalty, so there'll be people who'll defend them.
You see, I can't agree with, my approach is if any of my friends get into trouble like that, I will stand by them, but I'm certainly not going to stand up for their terrible behavior, but I'll be there as a friend.
But that's why you're in politics.
And I think,
I think the world's worst politician.
Yeah. And I think for me, we see, you know, it's not just South Africa. I mean, we saw the vote in the Senate, yesterday, how, you know, I think if you're a really just a logical thinking person and you look at the facts, that this distortion of what is reality is really a concern, and how, you know, adults, very educated adults, got up and distorted facts, in my opinion, but how they were still voting along party lines. It was so clear that
they were along party lines.
The bizarre thing, though, with America is that when you look at this impeachment, you say to yourself, but did they really need to go there? Because if you look at treason, I mean, did Trump, you know, sort of like commit treason? I'm not sure by their definition of treason. But the Democrats were after him. But the crazy thing is, you look at the Gallup poll. Trump is the most popular as he has ever been in his presidency, and his approval rating are crazy. And the question that I kept asking myself when I looked especially at Nancy Pelosi is, was that necessary? Because it really came across as almost childlike. Now, I've been trying to Google it, and I've seen some articles that have said she was seen rehearsing elsewhere, tearing this up. So was it really genuine? Or was it just disgust and her emotions that just got the better of her? But for me, the craziness with all of that is that with this impeachment, Trump is more popular than ever, and somehow their hatred for Trump almost blew away everything else, because whether you like him or not, America has done, by their accounts, well economically and is thriving. And in his address, he mentioned many things that should have got people interested, and people were appalled and saying, "But how could you not rip up the speech?"
Just as a matter of interest, Lubert, to your point, New York Post reporting that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi apparently made tiny tears into her copy of a President Trump's State of the Union address, so that her speech ripping moment would go off without a flinch. So there you have it, without a hitch. Amazing, eh?
But that's the sadness, and I think they've given him a gift, because I mean, one article said every Republican now going into the elections, you have literally almost got your meme, because he's almost given them a solid advert that, can you trust these guys to chair the House, you know, if they're behaving like children? And that for me was the madness, is that if you say Trump is unpredictable, behaves like a child, did you need to go and almost try and compete? For me, no. And I think she just didn't hold the high ground, and she came out worse, because Trump is going to look good at the end of all of this.
Absolutely. And he is looking good, because they haven't, well, you know, I think when I look at it from a communications perspective, a marketing perspective, to me, the reason that I believe that people, that his ratings are high is because he's authentic. You can like him, you can dislike him, but he is what he is. When you look at Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't have a facial expression on her face, because she is so masked by, let's say, Botox and whatever else is going on. But even beyond I'm actually not saying it from a bitchy perspective, yeah, even though it sounds like that. What I'm saying, it's almost symbolic.
And she's flip-flopped. And she's flip-flopped.
That you don't know what this woman, you don't know who she is. Everything is a mask. You know, she tears something up and she looks like she's very dignified, but in fact her action is very undignified. So she's confusing us, and I think that's what's happened in general with the Democratic Party, is they're saying one thing, they talk love and peace and all sorts of wonderful things, but actually the behavior is different, and that is why people are moving more and more towards Donald Trump, because I can tell you what I like about him, I can tell you what I can't stand about him, and I can tell you what I think he's done brilliantly. And that is, you know, and then I can make a decision. Exactly. I mean, not that I get to make a decision, but you don't know what you're seeing with the Democrats. And I think that's what this is about. Jacob Zuma is exactly the same thing. You've got, on the one hand, I'm sick, and on the other hand, there's quad biking and bicycles and rifles. And we look at him and say, what is going on? What is this?
And so who's our Donald Trump?
I don't think we have one.
because you need that person who's real, that what you see is what you get. Because, I mean, even during the George Bush era, that's one of the things about him, was he was fairly easy to read. You might not agree with his policies, but you knew where he stood. And I think that's what most of us want in a politician. We at least know what your values are and what you stand for. I may like it or hate it, but at least it's clear.
Exactly. And from a psychological standpoint, it makes a lot of sense.
David, you get the last word, because it is 9 o'clock.
Fantastic. From a psychological point of view, it makes sense, because you know, whether you like it or not, you're getting predictability and you're getting consistency. Even if there's madness in that, that makes us feel safe. We know where we stand.
That's what it's about, I think. It is 9 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed. I certainly loved this conversation, and found it very, very useful, Lubomaki. So thank you. As always, it is 9 o'clock. Have a fantastic day. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning.